Be the Match. This is a registry for bone marrow. More and more Americans and people all over the world are being diagnosed with all different kinds of blood cancers. And Be the Match is a place where you can register to help these folks out. And it's really, really looking for some people. And on the line, we have a young lady named Joanne Felina who, over the last couple years has definitely become an expert on this subject. And we have Joanne on the line right now. Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. Pleasure to have you. So if you could just real briefly tell us what Be the Match is, and then we're going to talk about how you have become an expert on this topic over the last year or so.
Well, I don't know if I'm the expert, but it's personal for me. It's a registry. It's international. And you go to BeTheMatch.com. You've answered some questions, and they send you a kit. You swab your cheek. And then you get put on the registry. You have something like, maybe a 0.5% chance that they'll even call you. The problem is that not a lot of people do it, and not a lot of people know about it, and not a lot of people understand how important it is,
how
easy it is to save a life.
What exactly are you registering for?
Well, you're registering to donate your bone marrow or stem cells. There's two different ways it's done now. To save somebody's life who's, battling some type of bone marrow blood cancer. And it's their last resort to save their life. They've probably exhausted all of their other options like I had.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about next. How is it that you and I have come to have this conversation on the radio?
In 2010, I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia at 35 with two young kids. And found the right doctors here at the Ohio State James Cancer Center in Columbus, Ohio, and we just kind of, they monitor you, and I've been through chemo. Problem with that is every time you treat cancer, it mutates, it gets stronger, and then I went on a drug that maintained me for a couple years. Eventually, the cancer got smart again, and it was becoming aggressive and maybe even could turn into something deadly pretty quick. So we started the search about a year and a half ago. Nothing came up. Zero. They like 100% match. They match 10 genes. There's nobody in the world that matched me because I'm 100% Greek, and there's not a lot of us on the registry. We're very underrepresented. That part of the country, Middle East, Eastern European, North Coast Africa, there's not a lot of people on the registry. So, so here we are. We tested my siblings, and my brother ended up being a half match, which isn't the greatest thing, but we did it with my brother. So far, May 9th was transplant day, and I'm here in Columbus till August. And so far, we're doing it. We're doing the thing here, healing and hoping for a cure.
What exactly was transplanted and changed in your specific case?
So I think a lot of people they don't know. I didn't even know, to be honest. I was terrified myself, and I'm in it. When you donate bone marrow, okay, there's two ways they do it now. More and more hospitals, it's called apheresis, is a big giant machine, and it's a blood draw. It's just a blood draw. I think a lot of people hear bone marrow transplant, and they get scared because, they're going to, take this thing and go down into my bones. And yes, they do that too, depending on the situation and the patient and everything and the donor. They may do that. They have different reasons, But the end point is the stem cell. Whether you get it from the bone marrow or the blood, they use a stem cell. And that's the baby. It's a brand new cell that hasn't identified with anything yet. So I go through aggressive chemo. They kill my bone marrow. My brother came in and they drew his blood, one through the right arm. The blood goes through this machine, strips out the stem cells, the blood goes back into his blood. So he doesn't even lose blood. It's amazing. And then they put it in me. It takes about an hour. And we pray and hope and cross fingers that my body's going to say, hey, what is this? We need to make more of it. This looks pretty good. It's just amazing and crazy and wild thought that they could even do that.
We are talking to Joanne Felina this morning, and we are talking about the importance of helping people who are in her situation, somebody who's been diagnosed with a very, very aggressive blood cancer, and what people can do to help this situation. Joanne, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, people hear bone marrow transplant, donor, they're going to think exactly what you just said. Oh, my goodness, they're going to take my bone marrow. It's going to be this long healing process, etc. But in your particular case, therefore, in many people's cases, it's not that at all. In your particular case, your brother was the donor, and his part of the procedure was extremely short, not very invasive whatsoever. He was in and out in one day, and yet the difference it is potentially making in your life. And again, I use you as an example of thousands of people all across the world mm-hmm. who this could represent. The difference it makes, it's potentially making in your life is huge.
It is. I feel so, I don't know, fortunate and blessed and all of it. You know, it's just about education, I feel, because people, we don't know, you know, you just don't know. But cancer is increasing, and, you know, we have to think about, there's children, there's people lying in their bed right now without a match, you know, just praying every day that it comes through on the registry. And it's like I said, it's just, it's scary because you don't know what it is. And a lot of times what happens is people want to save, but they're willing to get on the registry for a loved one. Like, oh, I'll do it for you, but I don't know if I'm, you know, that's why I didn't have a match. It's because of this way of thinking, you know. You got to be willing to save a life, you know. And the reason I feel like if people thought like that, then it would work. But I understand, yeah, I want to save your life, but what if they call me for somebody else? Well, how do you know how you're going to feel at that point? What if somebody calls you and says there's a 7-year-old little girl that needs your bone marrow? You don't know how you're going to feel. You may want to do it then. But ultimately, it's your choice. Once you get on it, it's not like you have to do it. You know, when they call you, you still have a choice. You know, you may have some health problems now that you can't donate because the donor has to be pretty healthy as well. So, you know, just go to the website, bethematch.com, read about it, get educated. It's so important. It's increasing. Blood cancers are on a rise, especially between the ages of 16 and 44. That age group, I mean, we need you. We need everyone.
Well, not only is it nothing to register, it's a very simple procedure to register, but again, we have to emphasize that if you are called, you are not obligated to go, and if you are called and you do go, you know, once again, we got to emphasize that your part in all this is not very invasive whatsoever. You're in and out in a day, and the difference you've made in a couple hours of your life can change somebody's life, literally save their life.
Yeah, I mean, even the bone marrow harvest, where you have to get put up. They put you under. You're not going to feel any pain during the procedure. I mean, you'll be sore, you know. But it's a day. You go home that same day. You know, I'm pretty, you know, it's more invasive, but still, one day, 2 days of being sore, I don't know. If you ask me, I'd save somebody's life for it. They're not going to die giving. We're going to die without you. You know what I mean? Like,
the place to go is definitely, it is bethematch.com. Now, you mentioned specifically your ethnic origin. Is there a reason that you've come across over the last couple years why certain ethnic origins are a little less represented than others? Or is it more across the board?
You know what? It's difficult because of the genetic matching. And a lot, you know, if you're mixed, Matt, there's a really great documentary out called Mixed Match. They touch on that because it gets complicated because it's genetic. And when you have, like, different ethnicities mixed in one person, now you got to find that exact match. You know what I mean? And, you know, we say we're 100% Greek, but when I did my genetics is North Coast Africa and Middle East. You know, so I don't want people to think, oh, I'm not 100% Greek, I'm not going to get on the registry. No, get on the registry. You know, just it doesn't matter what you are. And I just think it's education, and people just don't know over in Greece. Maybe, you know, I don't know the numbers. Maybe they don't have as many cases of people needing bone marrow transplants, you know. I'm not really sure. But they just don't know, and, like, I think it's just the same thing. People just aren't willing to save anybody's life. If somebody gets sick, you know all those Greeks are going to be on that registry if one of their family members gets sick, because I saw it happen with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, so if you're not affected by it, you're not thinking about it. So we just need to talk about it more. And I really appreciate you guys putting me on air to talk about it.
No, not a problem. See, and I didn't even have to mention to anybody that you're my sister-in-law, and I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag. There you go. But once again, bethematch.com is the place to go. I've been to the website. It just spells things out in a very, very simple way. And again, it makes a very, very little bit of difference to the person who is registering, to the potential donor, makes a huge difference to somebody like you. In the last 30 seconds we have, is there anything that you want to reemphasize or anything that maybe we didn't cover that you want to make sure we get out there?
You know, I'm super emotional right now with this whole thing. If everybody that's listening can just think about what it would feel like to walk around the rest of your life knowing that you saved their life, and that's all you can think about. Just try to feel what that feels like and get on the BeTheMatch.com and register for us, please.
I think that was beautifully said, my dear. And again, I love you. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Love
but
you, too.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you,
coming
thank
on.
Thank you. Okay. Yep.
You got it.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And it is 725 WEOL, BeTheMatch.com.